With your permission, tonight with your permission, I'd like to learn something called Halel HaGadol. Halel HaGadol, I believe this is chapter 138 in Tehillim. 137, don't remember. You can see the paragraph in Tfilat Shachrit of Shabbat. The paragraph starts, Abdullah Adonai Kitov Kilolam Chazo. There are 26 sentences, says Ari, in this mizmor. It starts with Hodu, Hodu Adonai Kitov Chazo. You find 26 sentences. The number 26, of course, we know represents Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kut Lamed Vav. Thank you very much. It was Machloket. He says Kut Lamed Vav. No, the second one. Kut Lamed Vav. The Kut Lamed Vav, you're right. Yeah, I know all the best Kut Lamed Vav, I'm sorry. So Kut Lamed Vav in Tehillim, and this, the Sheikh Nesach Gerard decided to put it Shacharit to Shabbat. It's very nice mizmor. Baruch Hashem, all the mizmorim are very nice. But Mordechai and Esther, when they put the Siddur together, they decided to put this paragraph in Tfilah Shacharit to Shabbat. This paragraph, again, is a regular paragraph from Tehillim. The Gemara says this paragraph is a tremendous power. It's called Halel HaGadol. It means you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your eyes wants to say that this is something very, very important to say it even every day. The only thing we don't say it every day, says the Gemara, because it doesn't have alphabetical order. Like the Asher Shevetecha has alphabetical order, therefore Chachamim decided to do it every day, twice a day, three times a day, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that this is also a tremendous power. The question is, what is the power of this mizmor? And if we know the power, maybe we'll understand why we say it on Shabbat in Pesukei Zimra. Again, we have to know, Darwin says, that we have to know that the Siddur that was put together is there's a reason for the Mizmorim. It's not that it was a random choosing by Sheikh Nesach Gerard. They took one paragraph from here, one paragraph from him, put it together, here you've got a Siddur. This is something that you need to know, you need to say on Shabbat. And those paragraphs were added in Sukkeli Zimra, or after Baruch Shama, before the Nishma, before Ishtabach. This is something necessary to say on Shabbat. And again, the question is, what is the power of this Halel HaGadol? So with your permission, I'd like to study a few sentences from this Mizmor, and to see what is really behind it. So the first one is, Hodu Adonai Kitov, Ki Lolam Chasdo. I don't know what it means exactly. Simple explanation, of course, what it means is praise God, that God is good. Ki l'olam chasdo, forever God has His kindness. Would you think that kindness of God is limited? Would you think that the kindness of God is just for a short time? Of course, it's forever. You don't have to say ki l'olam chasdo. The words ki l'olam chasdo, really, it's not necessary to say. Of course, you can ask the same question on the first part, on the first sentence of this paragraph. For Dula Naikito, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. You just tell me a sentence of Dula Adonai, I understand. You say, you mean to say, praise God. But you don't tell me, praise God, God is good. Of course, God is good. Well, what do you think? God is bad. Maybe this is, we're not talking about somebody who doesn't know what's going on. This is just a paragraph in Tehillim that you sing it. It's not an educational paragraph that's going to tell you something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, I know who is God. He just tell me, oh, do a night keto, God is good. What do you think, God is bad? Anybody that knows what God, of course, he would not think God is bad. If God would be bad, he wouldn't create you. But that's not the purpose of that mizmor. Yes, if you want to teach us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about God, this is the beginning of Tehillim. Before you start saying Tehillim, you say, the concept of God is good, of course, the concept of God is this. But it's not an education book. It's not something that the Rebbe Melech wants to teach us. This is something that the Rebbe Melech says, praise God. It says, praise God that God is good. Of course God is good. His Ki Lolam Chasdo is mentioned because His kindness is forever. This is why it's good. Because God is good because His kindness is forever. God is good because He is good, not because His kindness is forever. The question is, we said before, of course it's kindness forever. You wouldn't think that God just is limited kindness. Why should he limit it? Why shouldn't he do it forever? Of course, whatever he does is forever. Why should he stop it? Second sentence, with your permission, do the Elokim, Elokim, Kerolam, Chazdo.
If there are no people, is there a chesed?
No. Ramchal said the purpose of creation is kindness, and there's no kindness and there's no people. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do kindness, and Ramchal said this is the purpose of creation. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do kindness, he had nobody to do kindness, therefore he created the world. We're not talking about this particular world, but we're talking about the first original world that God created millions of years or billions of years, we don't even know the number. And the reason for that creation was because God wanted to do good to somebody, because God is good. But again, this is not what this is going to teach you. This is what it's going to teach you, it says, praise God, that God is good. So of course I know God is good. You cannot think that God is bad. The second sentence, Vodunei Elokei Elokim Kerolam Chazdo. Praise the one that He is God Almighty, if we may say, the strong one. He can do it, he has the ability, the power of all the powers. Kirolam Chazdom. Yes, I don't understand what it means. Of course, if you believe in God, you know God Almighty is the God of all the powers. You don't describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is the one that has the power all over the powers. Of course, I know it. It's not the place to say that. Odul Adonai Adonim Kirolam Chazdom. Master of the Nest. Says God is doing miracles, big miracles by himself. Of course not by himself. What do you think? He has a helper upstairs, he has an assistant. He does it by himself. So Kiram Chazdo. Well, it means there are big miracles, there are small miracles. Some miracles that a person has to be careful from them. And some miracles are called small miracles. I think in Tehillim, Gedolot is Midot Tovah, is it true?
He's playing with a record problem.
So Gedolot is Midot Tovah, right? Tehillim?
Yes, Midot.
That's right. It means not the biggest miracle, doesn't it? It's an unlimited miracle, doesn't it? The Gemara said that you have to be careful to miracles, we'll get to it later. Right. Over here it's called Alel HaGadol because soon you're going to see why. But that's called the big Alel. Right, right. But that's it, right? You don't think you don't have 26 sukkim that you say Kirolam Chazdo? Right. So the whole paragraph is Kirolam Chazdo. Remember when I was young, my father took me to Beit HaKnesset the first time or the second time, I don't remember. So he gave me this paragraph, so it was too hard for me to say. So first I say one side and then I say 26 times Kirolam Chazdo, that was the end of the paragraph. I didn't want to finish every sentence. It was too hard for me. I just started to read. It says, I read the right side first. And then I said, the whole Kirolam Chazdo 26 times. Because the power of this paragraph is really Kirolam Chazdo 26 times. We'll get to it, what it means. So say, Hashemayim Bitvuna Kirolam Chazdo. God created the sky, what it means, the upper part of universe, Bitvuna, with wisdom. I understand, this is just embarrassing to say that. You say, God, you know what you're doing. What do you think? God, this is stupidity. Rosh Hashemayim Bitvuna. God created a world, the sky, Bitvuna, with wisdom. Because it's very smart, in a very smart way. Of course, it is a smart way. Has tremendous power. But when you read certain paragraphs in Tehillim, you don't understand what has to do with me, this paragraph in Tehillim. So this paragraph, I understand, has to do with everybody maybe. But certain paragraphs in Tehillim, David Melech was running from somebody was chasing him, And since they had some people hated him, enemies, and somebody died, he said him is more when his son died. It says that it was more when he had to do with Bathsheba. This has nothing to do with me. My wife is not Bathsheba. And my son didn't die, Baruch Hashem. He says, well, they have to say this is more. He says, if I say Tehillim is something that I should pray, then I should go and choose paragraph in Tehillim. David HaMelech said Tehillim in the Ruach HaKodesh. It's not that he sat down and he decided to write Tehillim. The Tehillim, Gemara says, was written in the Ruach HaKodesh. It means it's a lower level of prophecy. And David HaMelech, when he said it, it's not because he was mourning or something, or he was complaining about something, or he was praying for something else. This was something that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though the Mizmor talks about certain occasions or certain problems David HaMelech personally had, it doesn't mean Chas Shalom, I say it, it means I have this same problem. It means in this Mizmor, he said it at that particular time. And this Mizmor has a tremendous power because Mizmor said the Ruach HaKadosh. And that means also, of course, this is part of the Tehillim. So the question is, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean, this paragraph? What does it mean, those sentences? Say the Ruach HaKodesh. It's very simple, and you really don't say anything. The Ruach HaKodesh created, maybe, I don't know, maybe this one has more to it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created the universe and put the foundation of the universe on water. Kil Olam Hazo. Also, praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, his kindness is forever, that he did this foundation on water. What does it mean? I don't understand what it means exactly. At least in one version it means that water represents kindness and the earth is standing on kindness. In one verse. That's the only thing who made the big light, so he refers to the sun and the moon, of course. And this is the Kinolam Chazdo, it says big kindness. So again, we're talking about the creation right now. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made those two producers of light. And we praise the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your kindness is forever. Hashem Yishel Bayom, the sun is ruling during the daytime, the moon and the stars during the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the oldest one in Egypt, who took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand, a stretched arm. The Gozer Sulik Zarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut Yamsuf to pieces, the real Israel Betocho, he passed Amisrael to near Baruch Hu Yamsuf. He shook Paro and his army in Yamsuf. Melech HaMedbar took Amisrael in the desert, Makem Lachim Dolim. He hit the big kings. Ve'og Melechim Adarim, he killed the big kings. This is the sentence that really has to do with this parsha. And I would like to stop here for a minute. L'sichon melech ha'emori, kilo lam chazdo, ulog melech ha'bashan kilo lam chazdo. Thank you very much. Thank you, I'm sorry. I came from Brooklyn, that's why I didn't bring with me tea. For months here I can bring tea, but you know, I had to go do chuppah in Brooklyn, so. L'sichon melech ha'emori, kilo lam chazdo, ולאוג מלך הבשן כאילו לא מחזור. This is for Hashem. As Moshe Rabbeinu killed first Sichon, the king of Emori, and then he killed Og מלך הבשן. This is, of course, there were giants, the Gemara said there were brothers, Sichon and Og. Sichon was born inside the Teva. Og was swimming next to the Teva. So when Noach came outside, out of Tevat Noach after 1 year being in jail, locked up, serving all the animals, he meets on the shore, Mr. Og, said, Shalom Aleichem. He says, where were you for 1 year? He said, I was serving the animals. He said, I was in a swimming pool, enjoying myself. This is Og Melech HaBashan's tremendous power. Of course, it's a tremendous power, only limited. Of course, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will take out his neshama, I will fall dead. Doesn't matter if it's a giant or it's a small person. Nevertheless, we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is again one of the sentences, two of the sentences. V'sichon melech ha'emori kilo lam chazdo, olam shalom chazdo. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we praise you with your kindness that you gave us the ability to kill those two kings that really were giants, and Moshe overcome them, the sixth parasha, and killed both of them. Again, the question is, what is this such a big thing? Of course, again, there were giants. Of course, it's very hard to kill a giant. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's nothing. Since Moshe Rabbeinu could kill all the Chorot in Mitzrayim in one second. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does it. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Of course, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill Sichon and Og, it's easy for him. They'll fall down, they sleep on the floor, and then he gets a heart attack, and he has a high blood pressure, and he dies. So it's 1 second. So this is nothing to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you killed the two giants. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to kill a giant. This is not a competition for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much, you killed Sichon and Og. He says, what's Sichon and Og for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's like little people, it's nothing. Arafat and Sichon is the same thing for him. He's a neshama. He pulls out the neshama of the person, he falls dead on the floor. Doesn't matter if he's 6 feet or 600 feet. Again, saving us, you can say a lot of things. He saved us. Constantly HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. He saved us from Amalek. He saved us from the 31 kings in Eretz Israel when Yeshua came. There are a lot of miracles. But not even miracles. Wars that the Jewish Israel constantly had. This is not a miracle. Every step that we did, the Jewish Israel gave us miracles. But then we say, this is really the punchline. Venatan artam lenachala. Then after we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed those two kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave their land to us. But so what's so good about it? You need more territory, more real estate. Anyway, it's on the other side of the river. This is on the east side of the Jordan River. So Og and Sichon used to live on the east side of the Jordan River. Moshe Rabbeinu killed them and took their property away from them. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make? If you lose the property, you need the property. Who needs the property anyway? And that's what we praise God. If you can convince me that, you know, there's a giant, and the giant is hard to kill, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me a miracle, I understand. And then you're telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave us their territory. Says, who cares about the territory? I don't care about the territory. If this territory would be given at the end, to Bnei Gad, to Bnei Reuven, to Chatashim Menashe, to the tribe of Reuven and Gad, and half of Menashe. But again, this is not what you have to praise. Because then you're going to have to praise God for giving you all Eretz Yisrael. And we don't find a sentence about it. There's nothing of him mentioning about the miracles happened to Yeshua. That Yeshua was able to capture and conquer Eretz Yisrael and take away the land of Eretz Yisrael and divide it among the Jewish tribes. And here we say that thank God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you killed the two giants and you took the land away from them. Nachala Yisrael Avdo. You gave this land to Am Yisrael that we are the servants of God. Kir Olam Chazal. Okay. You heard what he said? It's the same place, you know. Hmm? Yeah. What? It's just maybe, you want to sit over here? Why? It's very good. You know what he said? You take the word Sichon and you switch the letters of word Sichon becomes Hussein. And this is exactly Hussein rules the places that Sichon used to live. Sichon and Og used to live in Jordan. Where we have Amman, it's called Rabat Amon. Amman, this is Sichon used to live over there.
Rabat Ben Amon,
because it's bad with them.
It's
very nice. Thank you for coming.
Sure.
Very good. Shibishiflenu zachar lanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember us when we were very low. It doesn't say what it means. No, it should be before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember to us when we were very low, in a very low situation, in low position, et rikhenu mitzarenu, redeemed us from our enemies, notenu rochol basar, who gives, doesn't say that. It should be before also. Noten lechem l'chol basar, that's the Gemara said, this word, this is more, is so powerful, because you say this sentence. Among all the other phrases that you say this is God gives bread and l'chol basar for every living entity. Hodu le'el ha-shamayim karam chazdo, praise the God that's in the sky because he is kindest forever. So this again, this is the Mishmor, the Shemra found it's necessary to say this on Shabbat, in Sukkot Zimra, as we can say, preparation for Shmona Esrei of Shabbat. Right. I don't know if the N has 26. The N has 26?
I don't remember.
Right. Right. Permission, I just want, if you be kind of, just to skip to Shacharit HaShabbat Shmoneh Esre. The paragraph that starts, Ismach Moshe v'matat chelko. It says, Ismach Moshe v'matat chelko. Moshe Rabbeinu is very happy whatever was given to him as a present. What does that mean? I don't know if the Luchot was given to him. Ki Eved Ne'eman Karata Lo. It says, Ismach Moshe B'matan Chelko. Moshe should be happy with his present. Ki Eved Ne'eman Karata Lo. Because you called him a trusted slave. What does that mean? What's the connection in the sentence? What kavana you have in there, Shabbat? Ismach Moshe should be happy. He must not have go in his present. Ki eved ne'eman karatalo, because you called him a very trusted slave. Sentences don't come together. What does that mean? Moshe should be happy with his present because you called him a trusted slave. Chris Tiferet Beroshon Natata. Tatalo, you put like a crown on his head. From there, from Nechal Asnai, when he was standing on Asnai, Ushnei Luchot Rinei Odu Yadoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the two Luchot, וחתוב בהם שמירת שבת וחקת בתורתך. And the Luchot, it says to keep Shabbat, and that's the way it says, שחום ישראל את השבת, שבת בסוף התורים על הרבה, that's not the same as the דיברות, that's what it says, פרשת כתיבה. He keep the Shabbat, and this is a treaty between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world 6 days, and on the seventh day HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. Wrote the Torah Shema Kedem Yartos, he did not give this Shabbat to the Goyim. He didn't give it. He did not give the Shabbat to the ones that worship the Avodah Zarah. And the Shabbat is supposed to rest. A Goy is not allowed to rest. Kili Yisrael Amchat Tov Be'ava, you gave the Shabbat to Am Yisrael with love. Zera Yaakov, children of Yaakov, Asher Bam Bachata, you chose the children of Yaakov. Amek HaDeshei Shvi'i, the nation that made Shabbat holy, Kulam, is good, and good, the whole will be full and will have pleasure from the goodness of God. Mashvi'i, the 7 days in Shabbat, Rasita B'Kedeshto, you loved it. B'Kedeshto, you made it holy. Shemdat Yamim Ato Karata, you called this Shabbat the best and the most loved one, Zecher Lema'aseh Bereshit, to remember creation. I mean, it's very nice sentences. What's behind the sentences? What's behind it? The Gemara says, Ari says like this. So we say, Vayichulu HaShomayim Ha'aretz, we said in the Kiddush on the Shabbat in Tfilah, on Friday night, we said, Evarech Elokim, את יום השביעי והתקדש אותו. ויברך אלוקים את יום השביעי. God blessed Shabbat. והתקדש אותו. And made it holy. How did he bless it? So the Gemara, he blessed it with man. He made it holy with man. What does it mean? So the Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed the Shabbat. The man should not come down on Shabbat. He made the Shabbat holy with a man. the man came down. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, that it twice came on Friday for Shabbat, and Shabbat, man did not come down. For Kadosh Baruch Hu is nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have brought man Shabbat as well. Did you make your rule? You take a string, you go around the camp, and you make your rule, and man is going to fall down, you take it to your house. Hashem decided, says the Gemara, that this is the explanation of that pasuk, that we say, Vayechulu HaShamayim Ba'aretz. Vayevarech Elokim Et Yom HaShvi'i, God blessed the Shabbat, how did he bless it? With the man. By Kadesh Oto, with man. What does it mean? Means man did not come down on Shabbat. And the question is, why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to go through that? What's so hard for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu make a decision not to bring man on Shabbat? What's the big deal? So you could go outside like you get a mailman, a mailman brings you mail on Shabbat. If the mailman is a goy, you'll have to go and open up the mail on Shabbat. If you have a roof, somebody wants to bring you something to eat on Shabbat from a different house, of course you'll have to have. It is a Kadosh Baruch Hu could have brought man on Shabbat as well. What's the problem? What's the problem to bring man on Shabbat? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him Israel, he's not going to have man on Shabbat. Why not? What's the problem? I have a roof. The money where it's the Kim, they used to get the man as a package next to the house. Right at the doorway was a package, the FedEx. He used to get up in the morning, every morning was a FedEx. It was a box, in that box was man. He says, what's so bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Ari, to bring man on Shabbat? He's no, he saw nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings rain on Shabbat. Instead of rain, you have man. He says, you get up in the morning, Shabbat morning, before you come to Beit HaKnesset, you have the New York Times on the driveway, next to it a box. In the box you have man. Hashem said, no, I'm not going to give you man on Shabbat. Vayevarech Elokim et Yom HaShvi'i Kadesh Oto, says the Gemara, no man on Shabbat. Vayevarech Elokim et Yom HaShvi'i, no, Friday you get double. Twice the amount, one for Friday, one for Shabbat. He says, why? Why? What's behind it? Shmita? Tell me about Shmita, yeah. Shmita is set afterwards. Says Ari, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done it, could have sent us man on Shabbat, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach you something. He wanted to teach you that your life is a miracle. That you have to understand really that everything on the universe is a miracle. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it and he just played it in his, he did it in a way that we think, oh, this is nature. That's the nature, supposed to be this way. If you do this and this, you mix this and this, comes that and that, of course, that makes sense. But it's not the truth. It is the truth of the matter is that Kadosh Baruch Hu made everything as a miracle. You just have to see with your eyes it's a miracle. Again, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu do it? It's only for our benefit. It really should be easy belief in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because if everything is nature, it says, I don't have to believe, it says, how this world was created with a boom, a Darwin, it makes sense. It says, then you lose your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it easy to us, and he created the whole world with miracles. Miracles, that nothing really should make sense, this is the purpose of life. For me, it's easy. See, I think I have to do this, it makes sense. If I do this, no. In math also, there's a lot of rules in math. It really don't make sense, but this is what the world is standing on math. It says, the whole idea of Shabbat, says Rami, of course I have to keep Shabbat because God wants to keep Shabbat, because God, but that's not what we say in the Tefillah. That's not really what the sentences in the Torah wants to teach us. Torah wants to teach us that you should know that the living, the style that you're living on, and the way that you live, it's a miracle. It's not because I did this and this, that's what happened, and because I do this. No, it's not true. Whatever is going to happen is a miracle. It says, no, it makes sense. It makes sense when I take something and I build something, it makes sense that it should go that way. No, it doesn't make sense, no. It makes sense it goes because the whole thing is standing on a miracle. It's not like this, a Shabbat of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have brought man on Shabbat. It's nothing hard for him and it's not something forbidden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we came out of Mitzrayim, it says, before we got the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us something. It says, first there was no water. First was bitter water. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Marah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take a tree and throw it into the water will come sweet. Zali, the reason is for you, that you should know the truth. It doesn't make sense because I open up a faucet, water should come out. No, the water comes out because this is the law, that they have this tower, and it's water in the tower, and therefore the water has to come to my house. It says, you have to understand, when you look in every rule, in every statement in the world, if you go to the bottom of it, it must be no reason. It's standing on something that's called a miracle. Is again the miracle that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you only to use it for your own benefit if you believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is everything you make on everything a miracle, miracle. It's not it makes sense because I did this, I bought this, and I sold this, and I did this, and I found this. This is no, it's a miracle. The existing of the world is a miracle, and the production of this world is a miracle. And whatever God gives me, it's a miracle. Alright, we'll get to it. So Tari, the race for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the power of Shabbat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to work on Shabbat. Because if I work on Shabbat, it makes sense. It makes sense, you know, because I work on Shabbat, then I have what eaten on Shabbat. So I'm going to show you something. I'm going to give you double the amount of man on Friday. On Shabbat, I will not deliver man to you. I says, of course, what does it mean? Of course, it means that I want to show you something. I want to show you that first of all, I'm not allowed to leave over from one day to the next. And if I would have left anything from Sunday to Monday, from Monday to Tuesday, everything would become rotten. And now, it's not going to become rotten. Not only that, I was able to collect double the amount on Friday. It's because tomorrow is not going to be month. It's why it's not because Shabbat is a sign of a miracle. Shabbat, I get my food not because I work. Shabbat, I get the food because God gives me. He says that to show me, Sadari, that the whole week what I have is because it's a miracle. Sadari, this is what Shamayim in the Gemara said. He said he used to buy things and he used to say this is for Shabbat. Every time he used to go to the store, he says for Shabbat. The explanation the Gemara said what it means, he respected Shabbat so much, and he went to the meat market and he found a very nice sheep. He said, okay, I keep it for Shabbat. Says, the next day he went to the meat market, he found something else. He said, oh, this is nice, I keep this Shabbat. So the explanation, of course, it means that because of respect of Shabbat, he did the whole week. And the whole week, everything he bought, he shopped, it was for Shabbat, because Shabbat is important. It's much deeper than that. So what I mean is to say that everything that what I eat during the day is because of the Shabbat. What it means, whatever I have is because of Shabbat. So it means, even though it makes sense, I went to the market and I bought something, and I bought food, it says, you have to understand, the food that you buy is not just because you think, because I paid the grocery store and I paid the supermarket and he gave it to me. No, that idea that you give money and he gives you food is also a miracle. The amount of food that you have, it's a miracle. That the food can stay and doesn't get rotten immediately after being at home, it's also a miracle. And it makes sense. Nothing makes sense. This is just to show us what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu is all about. And that shows his kindness. That his kindness is that he is helping us to believe in him. That he could have just created us and just to throw us and, you know, like into the ocean, now believe in God. It says he did the whole creation in a way it should be easy for us to come to the conclusion that he is the one that created everything, and he is the one that wants us to believe that he created everything. Says it like this. This is really what it means, it's Mach Moshe Madam Serko. This is really the purpose of this paragraph in Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbat. This was really the whole purpose of giving us the Torah that was giving us on Shabbat. The Torah was giving us on Shabbat, in Chumash was said on Shabbat. And Moshe Rabbeinu got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Luchot after 40 days that he went to Shammai. The Gemara said the Luchot that he brought Moshe Rabbeinu downstairs, of course, not everybody saw it, only Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. The second Luchot also partially had the same idea. But the Gemara said the Luchot were engraved in a way that when you look to the Luchot from all four of the six sides, they looked the same, engraved the same, and all the letters were engraved, and when you looked at it, you said, it's impossible, we don't understand how it stands. the Gemara, lems of it and samech from the Luchot that were engraved, nothing was holding them. And they should have fallen out of the Luchot. So the whole concept of the Luchot was a miracle. So the Gan says that this was the concept, that you should bring something down to earth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you say it doesn't make sense. It's impossible. This is like, it doesn't make sense. How this is standing, how this is holding. Where is it? It says the concept of the Luchot says that it is that you should believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show you certain things. And this is certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and did through generations in order for us to see clearly this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is our own benefit, and this is because of his kindness. Something like this, if we go first to what has to do with this week's parasha. The this week's parasha, that Sichon and Og really were giants. And of course, excuse me 1 second. Of course they were giants, but this is not what you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's easy to kill a giant. This is nothing. But the punchline is that we took their territory. So what is this? We took their territory. I said to Gemara, that territory that Og and Sichon used to live on was first the territory of Ammon and Moab. The two nations, that really the children of Lot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this land. Again, it says the Gemara, this land was promised to Abraham Avinu as a 10 nation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to get those territories when Mashiach will come. And in the meantime, I'm giving it to Lot. Lot gives this to his children, Ammon and Moab. Came the two giants, Sichon and Og, and took it away from them. It's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a present to the children of Lot, that's Ammon and Moab. And all of a sudden, there came two giants, Sihon and Og, and they grabbed it away from them. So it doesn't make sense. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something. All of a sudden, you see it is a garnet. You know, a thief comes to your house and steals it. He says, I got it from God. And God gave it to me. And all of a sudden, Sihon and Og, the two giants, that they had no right to come, and they grabbed away the land of Ammon and Moab.
Isn't it the same with Eretz Israel?
The same way in Israel, yeah. In the time of Avraham Avinu, right? Same way in Israel.
I mean, even
today? Today, yeah. Today, so maybe after the exile, we don't have a right for it ourselves. It's a question among the Chachamim. If we have a right to come and take Eretz Israel with strength. It's a question among the Chachamim. So you maybe have to wait for Mashiach to give it back to you.
So what's food as Og? Living so long.
And sorry? Satme is based their idea on the Gemara, on Shir HaShirim. It's not that he made it up. Again, if you go to Eretz Israel and just you want to dwell over there, to live over there, there's one thing. But as a group to go and capture Eretz Israel, this is the Gemara said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us swear we should not take Eretz Israel with strength and bring Mashiach before time. And taking Eretz Israel back, it's only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us. The second Beit HaMikdash also, Koresh decided to give us Eretz Israel upon a prophecy that he had, if we may say, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not we came back from Iraq, from Babel, and we took Eretz Israel. It's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it back to us. Again, because Eretz Israel has to be given to us, not be taken.
So,
it's
food of oak, Lot was saved.
Right. But still doesn't give you the right to go and capture a land that was promised to the children of Lot because you saved Lot.
But why do you have to live so long? I mean, live from the time of Noah till now, till before
that. Right. The Gemara said that he told Abraham Avinu that Lot was killed.
That's all.
So again, it says something like this, that the land of Ammon, that was given to Ammon and Moab by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Lord, this is I'm giving it to you as a present. Sichon and Og took it away. So when you look at it, so you think, you know, this something is wrong. How is it possible? How is it possible that they had the territory given to them, real estate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these guys taken away from them? Tzari, that's the punchline, is the next sentence. And Natan, Natan, Nachala, Nachala, Israel, Amo, Abdo, Kiro, Lam, Chato. I said, this was a trick. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu did. I said, what's the trick? So the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this land belongs to Lot. But because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loved us so much, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to give it back to us ahead of time. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Ramavina, I'm going to give it to you when Mashiach will come. From them. I said, that's true. From them. But in the meantime, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Sihon and Og, and they captured from Ammon and Moab the territory. Now we are allowed to take it from Sihon and Ammon, from Sihon and Og. Because it's not Ammon and Moab anymore. It means like this. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this territory to Lot's children. And he told them, you're going to keep it. Ram Yisrael will get it, Mashiach will come. In the meantime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Og and Sihon, they capture it from them. Now we have to take it, says the Gemara, from Sihon and Og, because we're not taking it from the children of Lot, that are our cousins, because they lost it already. Something like this. Says the Ari, says the Gemara, that this is what HaKadosh, that's what you have to understand. It says, even when you have a loss of something, or something is not the way, going the way you think, you should know, expect a miracle. Something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. It says, it's not what we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he killed Sihon and all. This is, of course, this is a miracle, but this is not the purpose of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it so-called, it looks like a miracle to me that I got this land. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did promise it to the children of Lot, and here I got it. Here I got it, I'm going to split it and divide it among 2.5 tribes. And it is something that really I don't deserve. I should not have gotten it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it belongs to my cousins. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has its own way to show me that I can get it. Even though black and white in the Torah, it says, no, you're not going to get it. He says, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not going to get it this way, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a miracle that something will happen, that you'll get it ahead of time. So, Zari, that this is the purpose of creation, that you should know how good HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That he is so good that he promised this land to the children of Lot, eventually you're going to get it sooner than what you expected. Zari, this is not saying that Shemachol Basak Ram Chazor, this is really what the Gemara says. After you say this mizmor, you come to the end. The last, next to the last sentence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports you, gives you parnasa. Hey, parnasa, it's a word, you know. I don't understand, you know, parnasa, it makes sense. I go to work, it used to be from 9 to 5, now it's from 5 to 9. It says, I get up 4 o'clock in the morning, on the highway, Baruch Hashem, you see all the truckers. It makes sense, you know, I go to work today, I make money. I stay in the office at 9 o'clock at night, of course I'm going to make money. What it means, the sentence kilo olam chazdo, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. What is kindness? It says, with his kindness, he's going to give it to you. What do you mean? It's not because I deserve it, because he's kind to me. So what does it mean because he's kind to me? He's going to make me have it. He's going to make me have it, even if I don't deserve it, even if it doesn't make sense. Zari, the purpose of that means more, this is the secret of Yud Kei Vav Kei Zari. The 26 sentences in this paragraph is only to tell you everything is a miracle. Everything is a miracle. It says from sentence one to the last sentence is a miracle. It says it's not because you think it makes sense. It's not because you split yam, so it's a miracle. He killed the Bechorot, it's a miracle. The earth is standing on water, it's really standing on water, says the Gemara, it's a miracle. Everything is a miracle. Or say, he told the Olam HaDo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the miracle himself. What does it mean? What it means is, it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the miracle himself, of course. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by its own way, decided that this world is going to stand on the miracle. Again, it's just to help us. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show off Chas Shalom, or he wants us to see miracles. He says, when you see that everything doesn't make sense, and everything is standing on a miracle, then you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get stronger. It doesn't make sense. See, it happened to me. He says, that happening, says Ari, that's the power of the concept of Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Says Ari, it means Hashem is making something with a lot of mercy. But the mercy means kindness. When you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Dari, you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make me a miracle. What it means is that Chas V'Shalom somebody doesn't feel bad. Just pray to God, pray to God. You take them to the hospital, he says pray. Even the Goyim believe. they say that, I don't know if Dr. Miller will agree with me or not, but in the New York Times, I said, a wife read me from the New York Times once, that the big doctor, the Goyim, said that a Jew, the percentage of Jewish people to be saved from certain sicknesses are higher, and they don't know why. It was the New York Times. And again, says Ari, that that's what you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when that's the Kavanah that you have. So God have mercy, mercy, mercy. What does it mean, mercy? The man Chas V'Shalom is such a bad disease. What mercy will have over here? What's the mercy? It says your business, Chas V'Shalom, is not so good. You have no pronouns, it's got mercy. So what does it mean, mercy? So mercy means I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make me a miracle. To make me a miracle. A miracle is mercy. The mercy HaKadosh is going to make a miracle because the world is standing on miracle. But you cannot, says Dari, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I deserve a miracle. Or if Chas V'Shalom you don't deserve a miracle, you can't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do me, make me a miracle. That's what the Gemara says. That if you don't deserve a miracle, or you demand a miracle, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at you. He says, you demand a miracle? He says, who are you to demand a miracle? He says, you ask mercy. But if you, what's the concept? What do you expect? He says, that person, how is going to be healed? How is going to be, this operation will be successful? How this thing will happen? Like, this is so bad. Says Dari, because the miracle is going to happen to you. A miracle. Says Dari, if you have to have this in the concept. He says, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom, 77 is an airplane. And you see the airplane is coming down. Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom, it should be an hour. So the airplane comes down. He says, you pray to God. He says, save me. He says, what do you mean save you? You see, we can't save you. He says, it's going down. He says, the plane has a fire. Chas V'Shalom. He says, no, you don't understand. You pray, a miracle should happen to me. Because the world is standing on miracles. This is what the Chas V'Shalom was trying to show us in the desert, constantly what you read. This is Parasha also, that was no water, and the Chas V'Shalom go speak to the rock. He says, what's the purpose of it? He says, speaking to the rock would show us, says Dari, that the concept of this world is standing on a miracle. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, because he hit the rock, he says, oh no, hitting the rock is not exactly the same. Dari, the concept is the belief that you have, you should have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is miracles are what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to see in order for you to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%.
But if we can't ask for a miracle if we don't deserve
it. No, right.
Now, how do we know whether or not we deserve it?
So we should add, we should say, if I deserve a miracle, please make me a miracle. And you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your mind, because you made this world, or send it from the Golden Bador with miracles, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy on me and make me a miracle. That's the way you should ask. But not to demand a miracle, and not to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make me a miracle. And that's the Gemara constantly saying stories about the Tzadikim, Matan Naim, Amoraim, miracles, miracles. So we read the Gemara, says Dari, it's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a miracle. The Baruch Hu made this miracle to them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to know him better. And when you see something that doesn't make sense, oh, must be there is a creator. Must be there is a master of universe. Must be a person, must be an entity that has this power to do those things. And this is what Dari says, that of course we have a teva, we have a nature, but we have to know that the nature is standing on a miracle. So the creation is on a miracle. So Dari, that this is really the power of Shabbat. In order for us to get what the people who want to give us on Shabbat, the first thing on Shabbat, that's what we have to know. That's a treaty between us and God. So does it mean the people said you have to keep Shabbat? God doesn't want you to keep Shabbat. He doesn't care if you keep Shabbat or don't keep Shabbat. But keeping Shabbat means that I don't go to work on Shabbat. I don't do anything on Shabbat. What it means is, how do you live? I see if I live on a miracle. I said, but if the concept of the whole week says that is Shabbat, as the Gemara said, the person the whole week gets his energy from the Shabbat, either from the Shabbat before the Shabbat or the next Shabbat, it means you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Something like, as we said before, Shnat Shemitah. So Shemitah was given to me also to have this kind of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Dari, that weekly we have this kind of a, if we can say, an injection to our belief that everything is a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not that I have to go to work anymore, it's that I have to go to work, because anyway, whatever I earn is a miracle. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us man on Shabbat. So could have given us man on Shabbat. You want us to know, no, on Shabbat you live on a miracle. And this is Mach Moshe, but not because you're a slave of God, God give you this person, it's called Shabbat. He says, because it's called, because I'm a slave, it's a slave, he trusts the master very much. He says, I don't have to think about anything. He says, I'm a slave. He says, how are you going to get food? He says, my master gives me. How are you going to get clothing? My master gives me. He says, everything my master. He says, how are you going to get a car? My master will buy me a car. He's going to give me a room, he's going to buy me a bed, he's going to have everything for me. He says, Akadu, Ismach Moshe Matranko, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, he invented Shabbat for Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara, before he came out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu invented Shabbat. He came to Paro, told Paro, it's better to give them one day off, otherwise they're going to die. It's better to give them Shabbat. The Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu was very smart. He knew the concept of Shabbat. He says, Am Yisrael, one day is going to rest. He says, when you rest on Shabbat, it's not because you have needed a day of rest. He says, how are you leaving today? He says, I'm leaving today on a miracle. He says, that miracle will take us out of Mitzrayim. Zecher l'mitzat Mitzrayim, zecher l'maseh bereshit. He says, creation was a miracle, coming out of Mitzrayim was a miracle. He says, Shabbat is something that will give you the ability to believe that there is a miracle. He says, you came out of Mitzrayim with a miracle, creation was a miracle, Shabbat is a miracle. He says, the concept is really the constantly you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does everything with a miracle. It says that will give you the right in hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I cannot do nothing. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nothing for me. I can't do nothing. It says the proof of all this is Ali. This is where Chachamim took that Mizmor. This is Mizmor 136 in Tehillim that has 26 sentences. It's for us to prepare ourselves to accept from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he wants to give us, the light of Shabbat, says Ali. That light is only if you're in the stage that you know. Not that I keep Shabbat because I come to the Knesset and I don't want to work. You have to understand the concept of Shabbat is that I live on a miracle. He says, I live on a miracle, it means there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he makes a miracle for me. Then, says Ali, if you have the Emunah, then it's clear to hear the Rosh Hashanah and Tatalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu this crown on Shabbat. It was the time on Shabbat that we got the Luchot on Shabbat. It's because we live on the miracle. That's what the Mishnah in Masechet Avot says, it's constantly were miracles in Yerushalayim, constantly miracles in Beit HaMikdash. So what the Mishnah is trying to tell us, says Ali, that there are miracles, of course there are miracles. They don't understand the concept of Beit HaMikdash. The concept of Yerushalayim, that you should see miracles constantly. So the Gemara, you see Israel, you see Eretz Israel, you see the Jewish nation, they are alive, they exist on miracles, constantly. It says, because the creation, says Ali, was with miracles, the world is standing on miracles, Am Yisrael is able to stay, says the Gemara, among all the wolves, like a little sheep with a miracle. So you have to feel, says Ari, constantly, that you have all those enemies around you that never be able to destroy you. Because the concept of this war, says Ari, is a miracle. It is constantly when we win a war, says Ari, constantly when we be able to escape. It is, you have to think it's a miracle, because the world is a miracle. So by admitting, by seeing a miracle, says Ari, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, that's the concept of this creation, that we should believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's key in Olam Chatzot, says Ari, God is full of kindness, God is good, when he's good, he is helping me to believe in him. And he does all these things with his goodness in a way that I know there is something that is hope, as we call a miracle, coming to help me. Zari, that this what a miracle comes to a person is because his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the right emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the emunah is right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with a miracle, it's going to make me a miracle. Zari, this is what we have to believe constantly. A miracle is going to happen to us as a nation, as a private Jewish people, because the emunah of us is based on miracles. Zari, this is what Shekhar Zola put this paragraph on Shacharit. It says the preparation for Yismach Moshe Melech Tzelko, says Ari, the preparation for Yismach Moshe Melech Tzelko, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get something on the Shabbat, is the concept. First you have to believe in the miracles the world is standing on, and this is the miracle of Shabbat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have for us, says Ari, when Mashiach will come, the world is going to be Shabbat. People will not go to work, it says, the whole world will sit down and study Torah. That's called Elef HaShviz, the year 7000. How are you going to support yourself? So you're going to sit down and study. It's the Ali exam. How are you going to support yourself? Tell me how you're going to support yourself. No, the Gemara is going to be Shabbat. That doesn't mean Shabbat, that you're not allowed to work. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to smoke a cigarette. Not allowed to put a fire. So what it means is that the concept of Shabbat is going to be stretched for 1,000 years. Zari, the concept of Shabbat is that you don't leave because you go to work, you don't leave because you have money, you don't leave because it makes sense to be alive, it's because it's a miracle. Zari, that this is what the Gemara said, the 7,000 year will be a year of miracles. And so the year of miracles is only for you to have the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make a miracle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us to believe in Him by doing the miracles.
Can you see? In connection with the man, why do we have a Lech Mishneh on a Yom Shabbat?
Because it was Friday, double the amount.
Yeah, but so then Friday night was still Friday, so we had double. But the next day already, well, had one.
But he had one. How did you get this one? Because you got Friday two. So it's again, so remember that concept that everything was a mess. How do you get Shabbat morning what to eat? He says, I got it on Friday twice.
You need the Lech Mishneh for Shabbat
Yeah, you do. If the halacha is, if you have Suda Levi eat, let's say you decided to eat on Shabbat 4 meals.
Right.
You need all the time Lech Mishneh. If you decide to eat on Shabbat 5 meals, that's halacha Shulchan.
Yeah. Okay.